Thanks for calling customer support. My name is Quay. The supervisor requested I help you.
I asked to cancel an order that's been placed on my card that I did not authorize. I've already contacted my financial institute to cancel the charges. And for some reason or another, I got transferred to you. Some lady was supposed to be canceling it.
Okay, so I'll be happy to look at the account with you. So did you claim fraud or anything?
It wasn't me that charged that, so all I want to do, it showed up on my bank statement. I called this number until y'all need to stop payment on that. Already contacted my financial institute. They're changing my card out. But if y'all can do it on your end, it'd be a lot easier.
So I'll just be happy to look over the account with you. I need you to verify your first and last name and your full shipping address.
My name's Chad Pierre. My shipping address is 201 St. Patrick Street. And that's in Houma, Houma, Louisiana, 70364.
Yes, sir. So just looking at the charges, it was on December the 19th, the $7.95 for the tactical bag. And they're showing it was shipped on December the 21st.
I didn't receive any bag, nothing.
Did you place the order? Because it just was shipped out on the 21st. So it's still in transit to you when I track it with the post office. So you'll still receive it.
Then I'll send it right back because I didn't order any of that.
Okay, so you never paid the $7.95. That's what I just want to clarify. Because we can file this as fraud, but I just want to make it perfectly clear that, you know, all cases of fraud are going to be forwarded for pending investigation. We're going to track that original IP address and see, you know, the exact device, location, whether it's laptop, phone, iPad, whatever the actual device is and the location, the address that the order was placed from. Because you're still received the bag. So what I can still do, I can make sure that the account is fully canceled out. And we can file this as fraud as long as you're aware that, you know, you or nobody in your household placed the order.
Well, what's the $67 for then that I got charged for?
So if you never did the original order, so it's all tied into one. So on the original order, it stated in the terms and conditions that it comes with a monthly membership where you will be charged to $67.32 monthly. But in return, you'll receive a $125 voucher via your email.
I didn't even receive any voucher, so no, cancel. That's not me. Cancel it all, please.
Right, but if you never placed the order, then, you know, it hasn't for you to even receive the voucher. We're just going to claim this is fraud and just locate and search the original IP address. But now, with you stating that you did already have everything, like your investigation dispute going with your bank, what we can do, we can get the account canceled today, but we will have to have them on the line to verify, you know, that we'll do a full refund on all of the charges because you are claiming that it's fraud. So we'll do a full refund on the $7.95 and also the $67.32. But your bank just has to be online verifying that the dispute will be dropped, and we'll do it the refunds while they're on the line as well.
So I have to call my bank?
Yes, sir, because when you stated that you did already have a dispute, you know, filed, and you already started the process. Now, in order for us to do a full refund, because we don't mind if you're saying that it's fraudulent, we don't mind refunding both charges to $7.95 and the $67.32. It's just your bank has to be on the line verifying that the dispute is either dropped or it hasn't been filed. And we'll do a refund while they're on the line as well.
One second. We'll contact them.
Okay.
1-8-3-8-1-5-7-6. I need your card.
It's in my truck.
April L. Pierre. I'm trying to log into my card account, you know, where you could, you know, manage a card. And for some reason, my username and password is like locked me out.
I'm still here.
Yeah. My cell phone. Okay.
Still here. And I did go ahead and fully notate the account, just in case if you're not able to get the bank on the line now, that once you get the bank on the line, we're just going to be fully refunding all of the charges.
We got the bank. My wife's talking to the bank right now.
Okay.
What's going on, babe?
I will do that. So what I was trying to do, so maybe now you could help me, is that I have a charge of $67 and what is it, 67 what, 32 something?
Yeah.
It's on my husband's credit card that we need to stop payment on, that we did not authorize.
Once the bank representative does start speaking, you know, about the dispute, you will have to put her on speakerphone so, you know, we can have her on the line, on the recorded
okay.
line.
Hang on a second.
Okay.
It is
4019-8200-0064-1813. Thank you, Mel. And with that, let me say that, well, you know, our member services have requested you contact them directly, and they're going to be open until Monday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Can I provide you member services telephone number, please?
I have it, hon.
Okay, Mel, well, just remember, whenever you're calling your telephone number, please use everything regarding your checking account, savings accounts, or member services options. So let's go directly to your husband's card. Let me see.
It's a pending charge for $67.32 from Majestic Smart Appliance.
Majestic Got it. Okay, now, well, in order to complete this process, I can call this speed with the primary card holder.
All right, my husband's right here. Hold on 1 second.
Is he?
Yeah.
Hello, I'm here.
Thank you, sir. Thank you for calling. I'll focus services. My name is Gustavo. I have your name as it appears on your card.
Chad Pierre.
Thank you, sir. I do know how important it is for you to keep this account safe, so I will be with you assisting this and also accounting as options. We have been able to keep this account safe for you, sir. But first, for your protection, may I have the last 4 digits of your social security number, please?
1 second.
Thank you, sir. Let's see. Okay, let's go directly and report this card. Let's see. Sir, do you have Apple Pay or Samsung Pay?
Do I have what?
Apple Pay or Samsung Pay?
Apple Pay or Samsung Pay? No.
Sure. We will report your card has not or stolen, and you will not be able to use the card until the new card has been issued to you. Do you confirm so I can proceed?
I confirm.
But you need to tell them that you're dropping it so I can refund it.
There, we need to drop the fraudulent. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, see, what I'm only reason why I need the bank online is to verify that you either do not have a dispute or that the dispute has been dropped so I can fully refund both charges to you.
Do you understand what she's trying to do? I'm talking to the bank.
No, sir. To be completely honest with you, I kind of,
Okay, she's wanting to verify that there's not a fraudulent charge or it's dropped so she can refund the money back.
Yeah.
She's trying to refund it to find out if they, so we can either drop the fraudulent part against that charge or I still want to change out my card and all of that. Can you drop the fraudulent or
dispute
against that charge so she can refund it?
Yes, sir. That's correct, yes. Just after the fraudulent investigation on this account, you will receive a refund on this account.
Yes.
No, but see, I don't think he's understanding because he's going to do a fraud. He's going to dispute the charge, and that's why he told us you will receive the funds because if we do you a refund right now, and they do a dispute, then it's like you're going to get two credits for one charge that took place. So the only thing I need him to verify that, yeah, you can get your card canceled, yes, but I'm talking about with the disputing the charges, we're going to just do a refund so they don't have to do anything with the charges.
Let him know that the 6732.
Yeah, the 6732.
And the 795. We'll
and
do both.
And the 795. There's a 795 charge from the same, I guess you want to call it vendor or
merchant.
Same merchant.
Yeah.
Right. No need to file. They're gonna refund it if there's no dispute charge against it. There's no dispute investigation against it. I'd still like the card replaced. But the dispute against those two charges needs to be dropped for them to refund her.
Completely understood. Yes, completely understood. Well, in this case, just to, finish this process, can I please have your full address?
It is 201 St. Patrick Street, Houma, Louisiana, 70364.
Let's proceed. And I apologize for this long time. So today is December 23. What else? Just a few more seconds, sir.
I'm sorry?
Just a few more seconds.
Okay. April, he's got my Kindle, and he's dropping it.
Thank you, sir, and thank you for waiting. Patience on the line, so let's continue with it. Let's see.
Okay, so that dispute has been dropped, correct?
Yes, sir, that's correct.
Okay, so he did say the dispute is dropped.
So, yeah, just stay on the line for me, because I'm just going to do the refunds. Because it was still processing the 6732, So I did void out that charge. But with the $7.95, I refunded that one. So you'll show within 3 to 5 business days, both of those. Well, the $7.95 is going to go back on the card, but you'll show where the $67.32 is just going to process and fall off. It's not going to never post on the account. And it was successful. I just submitted both, and also I do have the confirmation numbers that both of those was fully refunded back to you.
Okay.
So let me know whenever you're ready.
So, just to let you know, that I did send a notification on your account regarding to those charges, okay?
Okay.
Okay, so would you like your confirmation number?
Your card.
1 second.
Okay.
Your card is now black and you're not going to be used. If you find your card, please destroy and dispose of the card. If you have any company that charges your account on a monthly or yearly basis, please notify them of the new card number once you receive it. Once you receive that card, so just receive your new number with 30 business days.
Go ahead with that number. Sam?
I'm still, it's C as in Charlie, 263-475-895.
Okay.
So again, both charges have been fully refunded. With the one that's processing, it does take 3 to 5 business days to fully fall off of the account.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay. You're welcome. Thanks for calling customer support.
Thank you. Have a good day.
Bye-bye. You too.